service continues on page 299 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 299. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. There is one body and one spirit. One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
One God and Father of all.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have knit together your elect in one communion and fellowship in the mystical body of your Son, Christ our Lord. Give us grace so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that we may come to those ineffable joys that you have prepared for those who truly love you, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated for the readings.
Our first reading, excuse me, is from the book of Daniel. In the first year of King Belshazzar of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head as he lay in bed. Then he wrote down the dream. I, Daniel, saw in my vision by night the four winds of heaven stirring up the great sea, and four great beasts came up out of the sea, different from one another. As for me, Daniel, my spirit was troubled within me, and the visions of my head terrified me. I approached one of the attendants to ask him the truth concerning all this. So he said that he would disclose to me the interpretation of the matter. As for these four great beasts, four kings shall arise out of the earth, but the holy ones of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, forever, and ever. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Psalm 149 can be found in the insert of your bulletin. Psalm 149. Hallelujah! Sing to the Lord a new song. Let Israel rejoice in his Maker.
Let the children of Zion be joyful in their King.
Let them praise his name in the dance.
Let us sing praise to him.
For the Lord takes pleasure in his people.
And
let the faithful rejoice in triumph. Let the praises of God be in their throat.
And a sword in
their hand. To wreak vengeance on the nations.
And punish them on the peoples.
To bind their kings in chains.
And their nobles against fire.
To inflict on them the judgment decreed.
The second reading is from the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Ephesians, and reading from the first chapter. In Christ, we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance towards redemption as God's own people. to the praise of his glory. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love towards all the saints, and for this reason I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe according to the workings of his great power. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet and made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. The word of the Lord.
Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, according to St. Luke, the 6th chapter. Jesus looked up at his disciples and said, Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you and revile you and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what your ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for what is that? For that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you, that listen, love your enemies and do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you and pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer also the other also. If anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold him even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. So today we observe All Saints' Day and also give thanks for the saints here on earth, otherwise known as the saints below, not below, but on earth. Today we think about all the saints that we hear throughout history, St. James. So James was a brother to John, son of Zebedee, one of Jesus' 12, and in the year 44, he was beheaded for his beliefs as a follower of Christ. And so the legend is that the other disciples went at night, put his body and his head in a boat, and it landed in Spain. And there is a basilica there that commemorates him, and pilgrims come from all over the world to remember his witness and his faith. Or we think about the different saints like St. Francis. So if you know the story of St. Francis, he was a young man. His father was a cloth merchant, which made him sort of middle class. And he always wanted to be a soldier. He wanted to have the coat of arms and ride a horse, but he wasn't wealthy enough to do that. Instead, he and his friends went out drinking at night and singing songs in the streets and the alleys after the bars closed, until he went to war, was injured, and in his recovery, started praying. And that's when he was converted and became one of the saints of the Middle Ages, saints that we remember today. Or I think of St. Mary Magdalene, who it said that she had seven demons, and Jesus cured her of those seven demons, and she started to follow Jesus wherever he went. She was present at the crucifixion. She was present at the resurrection, the first to see the risen Christ, and the first to run back to the disciples and say, "He is alive." One of the saints that the stories kind of amuse me but horrifies me is St. Lawrence, an early deacon in the church in Rome. And in the year 44, he was going to be killed for his beliefs. He was put on a spit over the fire. And it said Lawrence was burning so much with the love of God that he almost did not feel the flames. In fact, God gave him so much strength and joy that he even joked, "Turn me over, I'm done on this side." And it's like, okay, that's awful. I don't want to be one of those. I don't want to be beheaded or burned at the stake. Or, you know, if that's what you need to do to be a saint, no thanks. But that's also why Jesus came into this world, to remind us of who we are, that we too are called to be saints. He reminds us that each and every one of us are children of God. He reminds each and every one of us that we are blessed. He reminds each and every one of us that at the beginning of time, we were given dominion or stewardship over all the earth, over all the animals, all the plants. That everything here, this abundance and love and joy, are here for us. And so Jesus reminds us also that once we have been baptized, we have died to Christ and been born to new life. We are already those saints on earth. And one of the phrases in the baptismal ceremony that sticks with me the hardest is that you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. When you are sealed with that oil, that blessed oil, you are set apart. You are one of the disciples. You are one of the chosen. You are a saint on earth. But today we also remember those saints who have come before, our family members or those teachers or those influential people in our lives who have shaped who we are, made us who we are. And so it's twofold, remembering those who have come before and remembering who we are. And that's why we have the gospel reading today, is to remind us of who we are. It's early in Jesus' ministry. He's called the disciples, and then he starts his journey to Jerusalem. And as he's going, he sets them down and offers a teaching about how, once we have been blessed, this is how we live. And we talked about it last week. This is not something you can earn. You don't have to work for it. You don't get extra points for checking off the list. This is who you are because you have been blessed. I'm going to read just a portion of the Beatitudes that we heard today from the Message. The Message is supposedly a contemporary translation. It's 30 years old, so not as contemporary, but you know, many of us are not as contemporary. But it's written in current language so that we hear it a bit differently. And it's meant to jar us a little bit, so that we hear it a bit differently, so our perspective changes. And it says, coming down off the mountain with them, Jesus stood on a plain surrounded by the disciples and was soon joined by a huge congregation from all of Judea and Jerusalem, and even from the seaside towns of Tyre and Sidon. They had both come to hear him and to be cured by him. Those disturbed by evil spirits were healed. Everyone was trying to touch him. So much energy sprung from him. So many people healed. And then Jesus spoke. You are blessed when you have lost it all. God's kingdom is then there for your finding. You're blessed when you're ravenously hungry. Then you're ready for the messianic meal. You are blessed when the tears flow freely. Joy comes with the morning. Count yourself blessed every time someone cuts you down or throws you out, every time someone smears or blackens your name to discredit me. What it means is that the truth is too close for comfort and that person is uncomfortable. You can be glad when that happens. Skip like a lamb if you like, for even though they don't like it, I do, and all of heaven applauds. And know that you are in good company. My preachers and witnesses have always been treated like this. But it's trouble ahead if you think you have it made, or if you think you've gotten what you are always going to get. It's trouble ahead if you're satisfied with yourself. It's trouble ahead if you think it's all fun and games. There's trouble ahead when you live only for the approval of others. And then he ends, for you who are ready for the truth, I say this, love your enemies. Let them bring out the best in you, not the worst. Jesus is challenging us to live up to what we have already been given. He is challenging us to live the gospel life, to care for others, to build the kingdom of God, who look out for the orphans and the widows and the needy, and the hungry, and those in prison, and those who are aliens in our land, those who are refugees, those who are asylees, to look out for everybody. And when we hear the long list, we say, that's a little too hard. I like my heroes to be from ages past. I like to look up to people who knew how to do it and don't look towards me, because I certainly don't. But Jesus reminds me, yes, you do. Because I will give you the strength, I will give you the words, I will give you the resources to build the kingdom of God here on earth. You only have to recognize that, yes, you are a saint. Just like the hymn we just sung, and it says, and I want to be one too, and we're like, kind of. But this is the challenge, to respond to the gift that we have been given. This morning, we're going to welcome a newer member into the household of God, the newest, youngest member in this congregation. And we're going to say that we, too, are going to help support this young person and his life in Christ, just as a congregation before promised that they would watch over you. That's part of the gift we have, the strength we get, is that we don't do this alone. We do this with each other. And so I invite you now to turn to page 301 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. And I invite the family to come forward. And if there's any other little ones that want to come forward. Perfect. On page 301, the candidate for holy baptism will now be presented. Will you be responsible for seeing that the child you present is brought up in the Christian faith and life? Will you, by your prayers and witness, help this child to grow into the full stature in Christ?
I will.
Do you renounce Satan and all the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce the evil powers of this world which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce all sinful desires that draw you from the love of God?
I renounce them.
Do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept him as your Savior?
I do.
Do you put your whole trust in his grace and love?
Do
you promise to follow and obey him as your Lord? And then this next question is for the entire congregation, and the proper response is a hearty, "We will." Will you who witness these vows do all in your power to support this person and his life in Christ?
We will.
Let us join with him who is committing himself to Christ and renew our own baptismal covenant. Please stand. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the Father of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He ascended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of our Father. He will come again to join his holy community in heaven.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship? In the breaking of bread and in the prayers?
I will, with God's help.
Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will, with God's help.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
I will, with God's help.
Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will, with God's help.
Let us now pray for this person who is to receive the sacrament of new birth. Grant, O Lord, that all who are baptized into the death of Jesus Christ, your Son, may live in the power of his resurrection, and look for him to come again in glory, who lives and reigns now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
for I am giving thanks and praise.
Please be seated. We thank you, Almighty God, for the gift of water. Over it, the Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation. Through it, you led the children of Israel out of the bondage in Egypt into the land of promise. In it, your Son Jesus received the baptism of John and was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ, to lead us through his death and resurrection from the bondage of sin into everlasting life. We thank you, Father, for the water of baptism. In it, we are buried with Christ in his death. By it, we share in his resurrection. Through it, we are reborn by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to your Son, we bring into his fellowship those who come to him in faith, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Now sanctify this water, we pray you, by the power of your Holy Spirit, that those who are here cleansed from sin and born again may continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ, our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. We said, that's better. I'm sound asleep. Yeah, I know, I know. Noah, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. He's like, that really. Not happy. Heavenly Father, we thank you that by water and the Holy Spirit, you have bestowed upon this your servant the forgiveness of sin. And have raised him to new life in grace. He's got his little eyes closed. He's asleep. Sustain him, O Lord, in your Holy Spirit. Give him an inquiring and discerning heart, the courage to will and persevere, a spirit to know and to love you, and the gift of joy and wonder in all your works. Noah, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Amen. Let us welcome the newly baptized as we say together, we receive you into the household of God, confess the faith of Christ crucified, proclaim his resurrection, and share with us in his eternal priesthood. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Good morning and welcome. Good morning. I know. It's slowing down a little bit. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
If you are a guest or a visitor, I invite you to sign the guest book in the back. And please, everybody, join us for coffee hour immediately following the service. In Thanksgiving and this baptism, there is a brunch. I can already smell it. Smells really good. So please do join us downstairs immediately following the service. This is the first Sunday of the month, and it's All Saints, and it's a baptism, and there's a lot going on. But the first Sunday of the month, we offer a time of thanksgiving where I invite people to come forward who have a birthday or an anniversary or any other good news they would like to share. So if that's the case, would you please come forward? Your daughter-in-law's birthday.
Birth of my grandniece in October.
Birth of your grand niece in October.
It's a great niece, but I'm not that
great. Yeah, you're not that old. So that can't be true.
No, so it's a grand.
Right. Yeah.
Jim's birthday.
Twins, 11. Jim, 70. That's a big one.
My son Stephen's birthday.
Your son Stephen's birthday.
Our 55th wedding.
55th wedding. Happy birthday, Bonnie. Yes, we're looking at you. Your wedding anniversary.
A year has gone by.
A year has gone by.
And then rumor has it that I have a birthday this month.
Somebody said. So we say a prayer together. It's in your bulletin. It's usually on the right-hand side, or it's usually on the left. It's probably on your right. It's a time of Thanksgiving, and we say it together. Oh, God, our times are in your hands. Today we praise you for giving our brothers and sisters cause for thanksgiving in their lives. Look with favor upon all your people. Continue in each of us the good works you have given us to do. Strengthen our trust in your loving kindness, that we may continue to live our lives to your honor and glory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now I invite, we're going to have a time of memory for those who have gone in the past.
We remember before you, O God, those we love who have died and gone before us. Jane and Paul Ashbacher, Richard, Harry, and Betty Barkley, Dolores Jones, Roger and Bessie Palmer, Raymond Wilson, Elsa Blamey, Mr. and Mrs. Carmen Dean, Lona and Warren Brayer, Herbert Robertson, Ava Robinson Weatherall, Catherine Brayer, David and Mary Jane Birch, Sparky Campbell, Walter and Evelyn Carl, Mary and Albert Elias, Elaine Owens, Arlene Clark, Margaret Christensen, Ingram and Louise Curtis, Ernest King and Julia King, Leland and Honor King, Wesley and Julia Durr, Jean Colo, Helen Colo, Betty Sline,
Barb Bailey, William and Marta Doherty, Lillian and Thaddeus Dykus, Suzanne and Thaddeus Dykus, William and Mary Spaulding, David Castle, the Reverend Leo Dyson, Richard and Colette Eaton, Dominic Ferenz, Joe and Ellen Kennedy, Michelle Bonet Ferenz, Joe Kennedy, Gloria Dottle, Kayla Marie Ferenz, Flora and Jim Walters, Helen and John Deed Batiste, Helen Ferenz Canfield, Marshall and Alma French, Harry and Esther Young, Henry Fry, Dean Lewis Fry, Lauren and Winifred Lewis, Robert Gullick, Mary Alice and Vincent Broomhall, Vivian and William Channing, James Grillo Sr., Arthur S. Barrett Jr., Benjamin Hall.
The Reverend Richard Henderson, Bruce and Mary Herrick, Louise and Sean Hunt, Sherry Hunt, Philip Hunt, Joe M. Kennedy, Thomas Conray, Marion Kingham, George and Nita Klensmith, George and Martha Cosan, George and Catherine Dorges, James Taylor Lawrence, Mary K. Lawrence, Florence Taylor Keeler, Robert Loudon, Carl and Dory Lundy, Thomas and Catherine Manicus, Peter and Martha Gerasio, James Manicus, Angeline Perzolas, Joseph and Helen Mead, Kathleen Morgan, Helen and Jacob Nikaporek, Charles and Louise Husted, Lena and Christopher Fogarty, Nancy Husted Railsback, Rose Husted Forston, Herman Ingalls, Jack Nikaporek,
Wanda French, Roselle and Mildred Shepherd, Almond and Bernita Kent, Marion Packard, Shirley Packard, Tom Packard, John Young, Ann Young, Wanda Peach Kahn, Stephen Pulver, Mary and Steve Matthews, Alvin and Betty Pulver, John T. Rogerson Jr., James and Manette Howe, Ray and Betty Tillman, Lucille Irway, Lauren J. Clark, Daryl H. and Peg Rumsey, Ronald and Arlene Santos, James and Charlotte Santos, Irwin and Viola Young, Donald R. and Marion Seeley, Inez and Charles Skinner, Ernestine and Michael Rizzuto, Leslie and Harriet Skinner, Paul and Louise Rizzuto, Mary and Florence Rizzuto.
Bob Skinner, Ann Smolis, Jean Sullivan, Joe and Sylvia Swartout, Fred and Harriet Taylor, Edwin and Adeline Tyler, Ed and Janice Tyler, Pauline and Roy Heffer, Claude and Eunice White, Richard and Alice Shear, Richard and Clara Shear, Stephen and Jesse Yerk, Michael Blonder, Eunice and Richard Nicholas, Laverne H. and Rose Wilson, Alan and Francis Ferris, Donald and Pauline McDougall, Becky Owens, the Reverend Robert Withington, Ward Chavez, William B. Wilson, Bernard and Norma Wilson, Timothy Wilson, Thomas Wilson, Catherine Teresa Pearsons, Thomas Pearsons, Jerry Pearsons, Leon Ira Pearsons, Martha Overheiser Pearsons, William Herder, Tom Noteware, Richard Hutchinson, Fenton Billstone, Walter Carl, Elizabeth Wilson, Merle Langley, Harry Crocker, Lois Lisenby, Ruby Marriott, Lois and James Hill, Irene Rupert, Joyce Ellison Haight, Clifford Sr. and Lillian Ellison, Frederick Drum, Richard and Mary Peterson, Clarence and Laura Van Houten, Cecil Van Houten, Albert and Felda Den, Grace Meredith, George and Clara Kavalak, Mr. and Mrs. Ray Edminster, David Edminster, Connor Edminster, Mr. and Mrs. Franklin Miller, Nancy C. Owens, John Kiver, Troy Williamson, and Tim Brown.
Phyllis Kephart, John Jensen, Harriet Berkey, June Evans, Linda Brotherton, John Bogart, Suzanne Lernard, Bob Hun, Catherine Johnson, Jim and Vera Van Bessem, Mike Conroy.
We give thanks for all those who have come before, who have been our family members, friends, teachers, and leaders. May they rest in peace and rise in glory. Amen. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. For in the multitude of your saints, you have surrounded us with a great cloud of witnesses, that we might rejoice in their fellowship and run with endurance the race that is set before us, and together with them receive the crown of glory that never fades away. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, and the calling of Israel to be your people, and your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, and we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified in the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country, where with all your saints we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters, through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him, and with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you.
These are the gifts of God for the people of God. All are invited to come to this table. If you wish to receive the bread, simply hold out your hands. If you wish to receive the cup, please help guide it to your lips, or you may intinct. If you wish to receive a blessing, just cross your arms. And if you don't wish to receive, you don't have to, but all are invited to this table. And there is gluten-free bread. If you wish, just let us know.
You are all things, you deserve. from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory.
Post-communion prayer is found on page 365 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 365. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord.
There will be an anointing after the service. I'll greet people at the back, but if you wish an anointing for yourself or someone else, please come forward after I've greeted. And don't forget, you're all invited to a brunch downstairs. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.